This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is David Salisbury. He is an author and he has a brand new book called Origin and Earth, and it's the Oris Project series. Hey, David, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Great. Thanks for having me, Zach.
Anytime. Tell me all about this big project you're working on and this brand new book, The Origin and Earth.
Well, Origin and Earth is a book that started not as a book. I didn't even write at the time. I used to write little short stories for my brother, and I had actually lost them all through a series of computer changes over the years, but I got the idea to try it again, and I did. And after I got about 30 pages into this story, I realized that it was becoming something a lot bigger than what I had intended.
Were you upset when you originally lost those original stories?
Yeah, because we both enjoyed them. But they were never anything like this, you know, maybe 4 or 5 pages or something like that.
Well, were the stories kind of similar to what this book's all about?
I would say the first few pages of this book, it was something similar to that. But then as the gears started turning in my head, this project took a whole nother direction.
So tell me all about the sci-fi aspect behind this whole book. You know, where did you even think of this in the first place?
Well, I honestly didn't. I didn't actually think of anything for the Oris Project until I started writing this with the book. And it was once I started writing it that everything started forming in my mind. And so the premise of the first book, Origin and Earth, is that there's a man, his name is Garrett Rhodes. He is the main character. And he's not from Earth. He's on Earth, and that's where he starts in the book. But he's from a planet called Ossa. It's an ancient planet. It's gone. It's been gone for a long time. But he was commissioned by the members of his original planet to go out to other planets and gather up people to work on the Oris Project. Oris is a massive starship that the people of Ossa built. Hmm. And he's trying to get small samples of populations from different planets there to help with the whole project, which is the much larger scale arc of the series. This first book is just about his time on Earth.
And, you know, people are in love with the writing style of the book. I know from what I've read about, you know, the reviews and stuff like that about the book itself, they're amazed by the story detail and everything about it too. You know, were you always interested in writing kind of a sci-fi thrillers, or were you, you know, just interested in writing?
I always enjoyed writing, and I always enjoyed creating. I really never thought I had it in me to do a whole novel, let alone a series. So I was really surprised at myself when I got 30 pages into this book, and the realization came over me that I hadn't even scratched the surface of what I wanted to do with it yet.
That's got to be amazing, too, to be able to write 30 pages of a book, you know, just like that. Because it's like, I feel like that's daunting. It's a daunting task.
Yeah. Well, they say how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, and that's how you write a book. Really, it's when I'm actively trying to write a book, because I'm on my third one now. I try to get 3 pages done a night. If you get 3 pages done a night, it takes about 4 months to write a 500-page book.
So now you know you've written this book. This is one of how many books are going to be released from the series?
The total series is going to be 7 books.
Wow. That's a lot of books. I mean, well, then again, you know, Harry Potter's like 8 or 9, so it's not too bad. But, yeah. You know, is that, do you kind of plan that out beforehand before you write the series, or is it just kind of flowing as you go?
Well, when I first started, I never expected it to be one book until I got about halfway through this book and realized that, again, I had so much more to go through. Mm-hmm. And I decided, okay, well, I guess this is going to be a series, and I had planned on making it 3 books, and I had actually written an outline on how I was going to structure the 3 books. Mm-hmm. Before I finished writing the book, I got to a point where I had more ideas and what I wanted to do and the more detail that I wanted to put into the whole story. So it changed from 3 books to 6 books. And then I got to a point where I realized I was missing something. So I added a 6th book between the second to last and the last book. So now it's 7, and I'm not going to do any more than that.
are you, you know, do you feel like you're satisfied with that amount of books, or do you think, like, you know, the story's not over still from that?
It's one of those situations where I've spent so much time building the world. I could see how there'd be other stories that would need to be told that happened in the same world, but not about the main character, who is Garrett Rhodes. And so the series is really about his life. And truth be told, I already started another book that takes place in this world. I'm not including it as part of the series, but it does take place in this world, and similar large scale things happen in the series and in this other book.
Well, that would be interesting to read one day. Do you have any relation to the main character in the book at all? Like, do you feel like you kind of relate to him in some way?
Not at all. As odd as that sounds, I know that a lot of the time an author will self-insert in certain respects. And this is the idea of what him and the people that have the same job as he does, and they call them envoys from OSA. The missions they have in front of them are so far beyond what any human being could do, I think, is just ridiculous. And so, no, not really. But it is fun writing it, and it's fun creating it for sure.
So, you know, this one's called The Origin in Earth, and, you know, and it's all part of the same series, The Oris Project. What is the second book going to be called once it's released?
The second book is going to be called Renegades, and it is already written. And I am in the process of going through my last edit before I send it out to my editors. And I'm planning on releasing that in, I like to say, this summer, because then that doesn't hold me to a really firm date. So,
well, don't yet. Just say a generic this summer. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, this summer.
Generically, I'm this summer. Don't say what year it is. Just say this summer. Right. Yeah.
This summer,
exactly. But no, I'm excited for people to read the book and to really explore, you know, what happens in his life. You know, I think it's very cool, and I love the science fiction aspect to it. You know, did you add anything, you know, from your own personal life that, you know, you kind of smallly hinted into the book, like, you know, kind of little jabs that people won't really pick up, but you know.
Yeah. You know, wouldn't really call them Easter eggs, but there are little things. Sometimes it's even like a three word phrase. Yeah. Like there's one three or four word phrase that's in the book somewhere. And it's the same three or four words that's in the chorus of one of the songs that me and my brother listened to as kids. And so every time I read it in the book, as I'm going through it, I just kind of laugh to myself because I didn't actually intend it. It just happened to fall in that way. But I'm sure there's other things, even if I can't think of them all right now. You know, a lot of what you can write, you can write because of your own experiences. So I'm sure there's definitely multiple instances in the book.
And it's got to be cool that, you know, now, you know, your brother has a hard copy he can read for ages to come and not lose it in a hard drive.
Yeah.
What was his reaction?
If he did lose it, he could just go buy another one on Amazon.
That too. What was his reaction when you released the book? Did he know anything about it?
Yeah, he did. As a matter of fact, before I even realized it was going to be a book, I sent him the first few pages. And you know, 10, 15 years ago when we started doing this, it was different. He was single and didn't have any children, and he had plenty of time to read it. Now it's a lot different. Of course, he's got two little kids running around and he's married. He gets to it when he gets to it. But once I told him that that I was going to go push forward with it and make it a full-fledged book, he said, you know what, I'm just going to wait until it's done and I'll read it when it's done. And he did.
And you know what? And now the response has been great, you know, from the people who've read it, and not only your brother, but just, you know, now you're able to share this with the world too. I mean, is that something special that you guys share?
Yeah. I'll tell you, the reviews that I've gotten have really, really hit me kind of like hardest because, you know, I think one of the reviews that's on there is someone I know. And, so reading reviews from people that I've never met in my life, but that read my book and like it as much as they do and took the time to actually go and talk about how much they liked it, that's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting, too, to just know that it's been read all over the world already. You know, I'm not breaking any records of the number of copies I've sold, but it's been read from Australia, England, Ireland, Germany. Germany, I've never advertised in Germany, but somehow people in Germany are reading it.
Hey, there you go. That's the best.
Of course, the U.S. is the big winner, but as far as pages read.
Well, that's amazing. Well, David Salisbury, what is next for David Salisbury? What is next? What's the next thing after this series?
Well, I plan to finish the series for sure. I got book one is out right now. Book two is coming out this summer. I have a third book that is not part of this series. It's completely unrelated, but it's a book that I'm really excited about. And my wife is telling me that I have to get it out before Christmas this year, so I'm under the gun to do that.
Can you give us a hint of what it could be?
Sure. The third book that's not part of this series is, I have a tentative title for it. My plan is that it's going to be called Mock Reach, which is really odd combination of words, but it has meaning in the story, and that's why I kind of like it as the title. And it's a totally different story. It's a total off the wall from what the Auris Project, for sure.
That's awesome.
I like the way it's shaped up. I'm excited about releasing that one toward the end of the year. And then the rest of the books for the Auris Project, I'll release sporadically over the next few years.
Do you see yourself kind of making this ever into a movie or into other projects?
I really don't know what would come of it. If it did, it would be something that someone else was doing and not me, because I got my hands full.
Exactly. Leave it to other people. That's why I like it. Well, David Salisbury, seriously, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Where can people check out the book, Origin and Earth?
It's available on Amazon right now. You can get paperback, or you can get an ebook. If you're a member of Kindle Unlimited, you can go and read the book on Kindle Unlimited without paying for it. And it's $2.99 for the ebook right now on Amazon, $14.99 for the paperback. And it's also available on Barnes & Noble.
Awesome. And it's called Origin and Earth, and the series is called The Auris Project. David Salisbury, I'm excited to see what's next for you, and I'm excited for that second book, too, to come out, and the rest of them from the series. But right now, go pick up Origin and Earth. It's on Amazon, and you can check out the entire series, The Auris Project, on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. David Salisbury, thanks for joining me here on The Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with everything.
You get it. Thanks a lot.
Anytime. The Web2 Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to The Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.